Blog Talk Radio.
Entertainment Reports, listeners, supporters of the show. What's up right now? You all know what I'm doing. You don't have to ask. I'm in NFL Sunday Heaven. Both my top fave teams. But shout out to all 32 NFL teams. But I'm in heaven because the Cowboys are playing awesome and the Saints are playing awesome. Right now, the Saints are leading the Buffalo Bills 28-17 is at the top of the fourth quarter. Who that? Who that? Who that? But thank you. You're listening to Sunday Edition. I hope you enjoyed last night's show. It was a very chill show. It was a profile show, True God Immoral. You know, we talk to him often, but it was fun playing and talking, playing his music and other of my favorite artists' music and talking. And half, look, I get and just chilled and kind of half sleepy, but still excited. So it was a fun show last night. Today, though, we're talking hot topics. Let's talk about shopping, talk about where all the hot holiday jobs. I know here in the Jackson metropolitan area here in Mississippi, there are a lot of jobs, a lot of businesses in different industries, especially retail and hotel industries and service industries that are looking for work. But there are jobs out there. We just have to do our local searches, our national searches, and worldwide searches wherever you are. Visit your local job centers. Like here, we call them WIN job centers. There's one right here in Jackson, the WIN job center in North Jackson, I-55 North. Your local malls. I know here, shout out to North Park Center, also in Big D that I love so much. But I'm from North Park Mall here in Jackson, and I know you can either go by the information desk or you can, there's a number where you can call and listen to the job line. And most shopping centers are like that. And then where there are new stores, because we have many new malls, especially the outlet of Mississippi opening in Pearl in a couple of weeks. You know, I had told you all about that, and we had Shawana, her another Avon lady, and I, we had gone out there a few weeks ago networking with people and talking with people about jobs and talking about Avon, you know. And I tell you how many people showed up for that. And then it's always good to, when you're talking with your friends, ask them if they know of anybody hiring or if they're hiring on their job, you know. And when people do recommend you or reference you, you know, be your best to show that you are the best for the job. You know, that takes a lot when somebody recommends another. That's why a lot of people don't recommend people out, because they're not, oh, my God, if I recommend this person, what's going to happen? So it's good to have a good character and good work ethic. Even if you're just looking for seasonal work. Excuse me, please. Even if you're looking for seasonal work, it's important to make a good first impression, because that holiday job or that seasonal job, it might be a permanent job. You know, you might think you're going into it for a season or just temporarily, and then your employer might decide, hey, we're going to keep you after this season is over. And that's in all industries, not just what my background is in retail, but that's in hotel industries, the food industries, restaurants. Don't think that, hey, I'm just going to be working this job temporarily. You really don't know, because some businesses do not slow down after Valentine's Day. They go straight from Christmas to New Year's and straight into the into Valentine's. So some jobs, some industries stay on that high, on that sales high, being busy up until the year, way up until the beginning of the year. So like I was saying, I hear a lot of people saying, well, we're not going to slow down until after of February. But Linda Bossett, my friend, my Facebook BFF, who's a regular on the show, she says she won't be slowing down until after Valentine's Day, obviously. She's going to be on a roll, on a high from now on, you know. And many of us that deal with direct selling, like with Avon and I guess Mary Kay and Cincy and Tupperware, I guess those will, you know, those pretty much, you know, you have to go for the gusto and keep bringing it in. But we're going to talk about where the jobs are, but there's a hot topic out there. Chris Brown supposedly is behind bars right now as we speak. Again, see the email, breaking news, Hollywood Life. Chris Brown's been arrested again. I hope he's not in trouble because they say that that he's still under probation for the 2009 incident regarding Rihanna, that he could be in trouble for this one. But what happened, I'm not looking right at it, but I can tell you what happened. Many of you already know what happened. I've shared it on my social media pages. He was at the W Hotel in Washington, D.C., in the lobby, taking pictures with female fans. And guys decided they just want to jump in a picture. Now, you just jump in a picture with Chris Brown. And you guys know how he is. You guys know how Chris Brown is when it comes to stuff. But Chris Brown said, hey, I'm not into this gay SHIT. He said, but I'm into boxing. And he literally started boxing and swinging on the guys. So as we speak, unless they've been released in the past 20, 30 minutes, I haven't seen any reports that they have been released, he and his bodyguard. Because I'm thinking, where was his bodyguard? What the hell bodyguards for? Let them deal with stuff. Let them get arrested. But he and his bodyguard, both, arrested and jailed regarding this situation because he's taking pictures. And they say he was sober. No alcohol at all, but he just didn't like the idea of those guys disrespecting, you know, I'm saying that, you know, he considered it disrespectful. Just jump in a picture that he's taking with female fans, and then he said, I'm not down with this gay SHIT, but I'm into swinging. And he just started, you know, clocking them like it was nobody's business. And, wow. I like networking with Chris Brown. And his girlfriend and I, we're like new. We've been like new Facebook friends the past couple of weeks, and she's pretty cool. I like some of the cool pictures that she posts also of she and her beau, and all. So they post them. They take some really pretty pretty cool pictures. But that's just something. Wow. I was like, Chris Brown arrested? No way. And then also sending condolences out to those of us that's fans of classic rock and good music. Musician Lou Reed has passed away at age 71 also. So sending condolences out. I mean, he's in the category with the Bob Dylans and the John Lennons and all. So we're definitely going to miss him in his presence. But the music lives on. So true. So, again, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Let's try to keep updated with the sports. You can call in 714-409-0614. Thank you so much for your love and for your support. And remember, next Sunday, first Sunday anyway, broadcast the show this year to youth and youth advocates and young adults and youth advocates of all ages. That's a show for everybody. Here's SeaWorld High Fashion, Bahama Mama.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh my goodness gracious, I'm in Jamaica right now.
Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasa, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasa, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, did a backflip, then I landed in an opera. I rep that fucking Prada, I came from the water. SeaWorld High Fashion, I'm looking like Madonna. Young Casey Munch, gun stunts, so I just can't no more. Creeping down the street, and I'm bumping fucking reggae songs. Nine piece, eight balls, chirping on my cellophone. Posted in Jamaica, smoking hella bunk. Get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice, then you stir it up. Get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice, then you stir it up, and now I'm feeling so tropical, long hair, and it's coming out my follicle, try me, it ain't logical, I rock so much, eyes dog, I'm looking like a popsicle, Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama, Bahama mama, smoking like a Rasta. Posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama, Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka. Posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama, Bahama mama, smoking like a Rasta. Posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama, Bahama mama. What up, though? It's your host with the most, Big Snoopy Deagle Double G, and you inside this techno dance mixtape brought to you by, that's right, y'all, BLE, radio station BLE on your dial. You dig? And we're going to kick it off with a little something like this.
Funk Logic.
Snoop Dogg, Funk Logic, taken from his SoundCloud profile. I had it on the Saints game. My sister came through and told me that Reggie was injured or something. I'm watching Dez Bryant do his thing, though. I enjoy networking with my favorite players. I network with a lot of my favorite players and across the league, and I like it, and I thank you guys for networking with me. Also, from players to executives and coaches, thank you for networking with me. But checking out Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant is one of my favorite players who I do network with. And the other day he was saying something, and I was like, yeah, do your thing. But, you know, I love Tony Romo, just like many of you. But Tony Romo, he to me is a passive quarterback. He's good. He's not in your face quarterback, and nothing wrong with different quarterbacking styles and man, just like management styles. People have different ways of managing, but I just think he should be more hyped and more enthusiastic and more like, come on guys, let's do this. That's all. And I had mentioned that to Dez. I was like, you know, you do your thing, but you know, we need to work on our guy being a little bit more hyped, doing what successful quarterbacks do, and that's lead their teams and hype their teams, you know. I'm not saying anything bad about Tony Romo. I'm just saying when you all know how quarterbacks should be like, let's do this. This is the teamwork thing. I just think he should be a less passive and more interactive with the team. But they're doing their thing today. They're showing up. I love the Cowboys. Now, I'm a longtime Cowboys fan, so those, I know what I'm talking about. I love my fans, I love my Cowboys, and so y'all know I know what I'm talking about. I'm voicing my opinion. You want to voice your opinion, feel free to call in at 714-409-0614. But let's continue having fun and talking about shopping, talking, where the holiday jobs, and you know I'm going to work in talking about Avon and Mark also. One thing that I love about transitioning from being just selling Mark to all Avon brands is I love the company, period, from the charities to the company itself. Avon is an iconic company, American company, worldwide company. And one thing about it, you set your own hours. You know, part-time, full-time, you can work solo or build a team. And that's good. And you might say, well, I work a regular job, but I would like to work part-time and interact with people. You might be like me and like to interact with people and just, you know, I like to defeat that bah humbug in people. Even I get the bah humbug sometimes. I know, you know, sometimes some of us get like blah. But I'm very enthusiastic right now, and it's holiday season. And one thing is, I love to see people smile, and I myself like to smile myself. So you might not have time to work at a retail job and want to part-time in holiday season, but if you invest $10, you can, and then you already, you know, have your coworkers, your family, friends, people you go to church with, people you watch the game with or games with or in the network with, people that you meet at the dog parks or whatever, you you never know where your customers are. Or if you're building a team, people that you meet that you might want to build a team with, you never know. And you can that's that extra money, but you make your own time. And you work for yourself at that, building your own business. I'm amazed at the people. This is not my first time selling Avon. I was a teenager, a preteen at that, in the 80s. And I love networking and selling Avon to my classmates, teachers, the cafeteria workers, and all of that. But what I'm amazed at the guys and the men who, when they see that Avon can be and is a lucrative business for many, that's amazing. A lot of men are Avon entrepreneurs because they see that it's a lucrative business. And selling products that are not staple products, but then also, you know, luxury and products for the whole family, household goods, cooking items. It's just amazing, the array of products. Visit Avon website. Visit my website, youravon.com/Beth Williams. You can get Mark there, Avon, and all Avon brands. And it's just amazing. We can talk more. I'll schedule a show just where we'll talk about Avon and business opportunities with Avon also. But Mark is still in existence, and we're still selling the marketing Mark. And Mark is for everybody who loves it. Avon Foundation for Women is an amazing organization. Avon Foundation, Empowerment by Mark Foundation. Avon Foundation, it's all about bringing awareness to breast cancer awareness and preventing and helping people in regards to domestic violence also. So just wanted to share that with you in regards to opportunities. And, you know, you sell Avon in person, you know, door-to-door, online store is hot. That's why I say visit the online store. When you do visit, if you make a purchase, of course I have your address, but if you're just visiting to window shop, feel free to window shop on my online store. But sign in so I can have your contact information also. Building that amazing database. My website also is bilingual for my Spanish-speaking customers also. But I just wanted to share that since we're talking about shopping help and where are the holiday jobs and hot topics.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
That PSA is something right there. Wow, I see Rich is sitting on the sideline on the bench. But that whenever I listen to that PSA, it always amazes me. Wow.
Hello?
Hello, what's up?
Hey, Beth, this is Rod. How's it going?
Good to hear from you. How are you doing? I'm doing good. NFL and Blog Talk Radio, what a good combination.
Yeah, I hear you're shopping. You getting
and
all that good stuff?
Yeah, shopping
and seeing
itself.
All that good Avon candy and stuff you've been posting. I've been seeing all that good candy that you've been posting online.
What candy I've been posting?
I was sure you'd have some candy up there.
I do have. You know what? I'm like, you've been following me. I do have candy to share with my Avon customers. So I'm like, but I hadn't posted any.
Candy is a good thing.
Yeah, candy is a good thing.
So
yes,
what kind
indeed.
Of candy are you getting?
I wanted
to ask you about with that guy, True God. Is that his name?
Yeah. Last night was a profile. Last time was a profile show. You know,
okay.
I was a no-show a couple weeks ago, and last night he was a no-show, and so it was a profile show.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Well, Did you listen?
No, it's like I wasn't sure he was going to be on. So
I was on
so
at
I missed 11. It.
You know, he's
okay.
a regular. And then, do you ever listen to his show? He has a show that airs on Mondays and Thursdays.
No, usually I'm available. I have time in the evenings or like
no,
maybe.
No, his show airs at night. His show's a nighttime show.
Oh, okay.
Okay, he's in Baltimore, not far from you, and he broadcasts it'd be 10:30 my time. I think it's 11:30 you guys' time. He goes on air at 10:30 on Monday night. And on Thursdays.
So how did you guys get together, you two?
Well, we are together.
How did you hear of his music? What made you think?
He and I, on my show. Because he's been on my show. He's been on my show probably about five or six times, no joke. I love him.
Okay.
I love the DMV area. A lot of listeners of this show are based in the DMV area, and I have a lot of listeners in D.C., in Baltimore. But Carmelo Anthony is one of my favorite NBA players, so I'm wondering if it has something to do with our love for each other. No joke aside, Baltimore and so on. But he and I, we befriended one another on Twitter 2.5 years ago, right when he started. He's been in the business, but he self-produced his own music project just 2.5-3 years ago. So he and I became friends at the same time.
I think he's still a young guy, so he should have lots of energy.
We just clicked and we never for one another. He's real hardcore, he's real honest, but then he doesn't mind sharing his sensitive side, and he's the same way in his music. You know, he's under And he'll define, because some people don't know what independent artists, underground artists, but he is an underground. Last show he broke it down that he is a self-contained underground artist. You know, some artists, they do it all the time, you know, everything. And so I remember the first time he was a guest on the show, I just asked him, you know, sometimes you ask artists if they have radio-friendly phones, you know, like phones for regular radio stations, you know.
I figured
lots of
swearing might be in
most of
his songs.
I asked him if he radio-friendly songs, and he was like, no, I do not, and I'm not going to start. You know, but one thing about his music and his song lyrics, his lyrical content is just so on point, and if he did not use, and then the songs that are, is, I mean, he's telling real hardcore stories.
Lots of shooting and death.
Yeah. And
I think one of his songs is about rebirth or something.
And where he does use explicit lyrics or describe something, you would see the absence of it if it wasn't there, you know. So he's a real talent, and he's a community activist. But we befriended one another on Twitter. We never met in person. And we've been finding one another on Twitter, but we have a strong bond, and we have each other's back also. And see, I was going to go to the Mississippi International Film Festival over the weekend, and he and I communicate with one another and everything, but he might have thought that I went to the night that I didn't go. I had other things I had to do, other business I had to handle. And one reason I had scheduled so late was so we could, so I would stick to my commitment of the rescheduled show. He might have been thinking, I'm going to let Bethany have her fun.
Bethany got a lot of young guys she want to holler at. That's probably what he's thinking.
I think that's what happened. I think that's what happened, because he and I, we communicate pretty good with one another, and his friends, his fam, consider me, you know, online fam, and those of us in the music industry and stuff. So I think he was thinking, well, I'm not going to, she doesn't, no need of her cutting her festivities short. But I didn't go to the event that I had told him I might would go to. I kept the show on schedule. And I like doing profile shows, too, which you listen to my show, so I like doing profile shows, too. I like to go to the history and the vibe of artists and entrepreneurs also. It was fun, and then I mixed a little bit in. So I didn't know if you were listening or not, because I see where quite a few people did listen and did, did listen. A lot of people didn't, you know, nobody called in, but I see where quite a few people listened.
Because
I don't know why my listeners are so quiet, but when y'all do speak up, oh, Lord.
Yeah, we reach out and try to catch up with you and everything.
Yeah. So what are you doing for Halloween? Are you going to trick or treat?
Yeah, I'll probably try to do both and be bad. But these days I usually go out and get my candy, my Snickers, and, you know, Three Musketeers, and, you know, the Hershey Kisses, the with the nuts in and all that stuff.
That's fine to eat Hershey.
Huh?
That's what I need, Hershey's. Hershey's Kisses, that's what I need.
Those are good. You can never have enough of those.
Yeah.
And if I'm invited to a party, I'll go out. Otherwise, I'll just stay in and just stuff my face. You can never have enough chocolate.
Do you dress in costume when you invite people to a party?
If I go to a party, like, you know, I'll have to go to the, you know, one of the shops, you know, rent a costume or something. You know, I'll dress up like Dracula or the werewolf, something like that.
Uh-huh.
But nothing too extravagant. After all, I still got to come back home.
I love Dracula. Vampires is always like a favorite of mine. Yeah, but I feel like so many awesome costumes out there for adults and kids, so many awesome. The past few weeks, I've been talking about do's and don'ts of Halloween parties, like office parties and after-hours parties, you know.
After-hours party.
Yeah, you know, there's the office parties, the job parties, and then there's the after-hour parties. And from some of my research and what I was talking about, it's important for people to understand that you get away with some stuff at the after-hours party, but like some job parties, you know, work parties or work-related parties, you know, you have to kind of be careful with what you, you know, what you're dressed as and how far
mm-hmm.
you go.
Uh-huh. I figure you can probably pick any costume now, because I was looking at a couple of your tweets a while back. You said, it's like, I dropped quite a few pounds now, so I just don't know what I want to pick.
Oh, yeah.
I think you said you had dropped 50 pounds or something, so it's like,
most of my life I was a skinny mini, and then I ballooned up, and then I dropped. I'm in the process of dropping pounds and getting back into shape. And at age 45, I think I'm going to get my goal is to be in the best shape I ever be in, even when I was 20. You know, I'm going to be in the best shape I can be at age 45. That's the goal, and I'm on the right track. But, you know, yeah, sometimes I feel like devouring that whole chocolate cake.
you can't lose it all. You know,
yeah,
you guys still like to have some of that thickness.
And in the past year, I stayed away from Mexican food and Chinese food, you know, a little bit, because that's, like, a couple of my favorite dishes. And recently,
yeah,
I ate Taco Bell, like,
spicy.
Thursday, Friday, I ate some, like, Chinese food. You know, sometimes you have to treat yourself, or you might go crazy. So how are you coming with your 20 pounds? You and I are together now, because I need to lose, like, 20-plus pounds now, and I'd be happy.
I need to lose at least 20 pounds, then I can be back at my fighting weight.
You know what?
It'll be
crazy.
Back at 230, because I'm at like 260 now.
On your Facebook pictures and your Twitter pictures, you don't look like you weigh but like maybe 220. You don't look like you weigh no 260. Well, how tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
Oh, you do not. You look like weigh like on your pictures. You look like you weigh like 220. I promise you, no more than 230.
I gained a little weight since then. If you see me, you'd notice the weight.
You must have a Kim Kardashian butt. Well, I say Robert Kardashian. You must have a Robert Kardashian butt.
Robert Kardashian.
But on your pictures, it doesn't show the top part of your body. So you
have to.
So
see
you must
me
have
in real
Kardashian.
Life.
It's all in your trunk.
Yeah,
it's in the
legs and in the lower body. The upper body's still not too bad yet. There's still a little hope.
But you guys can work things off so quick. You guys can just put your mind on it and voila.
Hold on for one sec.
I'm going to play a PSA while I'm doing that.
Daniel nació 2 meses prematuro. Su corazón y pulmones no estaban listos. Lo único que podían esperar sus padres era que algún día saliera sano del hospital y vivirían felices para siempre. Más de 500.000 bebés nacieron prematuros el año pasado. Usted puede ayudar a March of Dimes para que lleguen más bebés sanos a sus casas. Aprenda cómo en nacersano.org. Colaboremos para que los bebés nazcan más fuertes y sanos.
Okay, I'm back.
You're not watching NFL? There's Reggie. Reggie was injured or something. He's on the bench. So I'm in NFL Sunday heaven right now because my favorite top two teams are both playing right now. And so I've been talking sports and hot topics. Had you heard that Chris Brown is locked up right now?
Chris Brown, what did he do?
He's locked up. He's locked up, he and his bodyguard, unless they've been released since the show began.
Last time I heard he gets popped up, what's that, Rihanna, right?
Well,
way back when he slapped Rihanna.
Well, that was 2009, and because he's still on probation from that 2009 case, they're saying he might be in trouble regarding this situation. And then when I first received the email from Hollywood Life, I said, my goodness, you know, and what if this is new or old? Sure enough, it's a new situation that happened this morning in Washington, D.C. He was at the W Hotel in Washington, D.C. He had just attended a very nice event, some type of dinner or something. And he was sober, they say. But he was taking pictures of a couple of female fans. And these guys, they didn't say the guys was with these ladies. You know how people jump in your pictures. These guys just jumped in the picture. Chris Brown, of course, did not like that. And Chris Brown said that I'm not down with this gay, S-H-I-T. He said I'm into boxing. And he started swinging on the guys, leading to he and his bodyguard both being arrested and jailed. And the report
says a guy wants to send take a picture with him. That a guy wanted to take a picture with Chris Brown.
Two female fans. He was taking pictures with two female fans.
Okay.
And while they're taking the pictures, these guys decided to just jump in the photograph. Didn't ask. Just, you know how people just jump in a picture? That apparently pissed Chris Brown off. You just don't jump in a picture that he's taking with his female fans. Chris Brown said to the guys that I'm not down with this gay S-H-I-T. He said, but I am into boxing. And he started boxing the guys.
He said, I'm not down with the what?
Yeah. So, and that led to he and his bodyguard being arrested. And reports say they're still locked up.
Over the stupidest things, these guys start swinging on. See, it's all you black women's fault, carrying all that thickness around.
Listen to you.
Make these guys get crazy and everything, start throwing hands.
I have a network with Chris Brown. I'm Facebook friends with his girlfriend. I cannot say her name for anything. What's his girlfriend's name?
I couldn't even tell you. I'd have to check.
You know, he was with the girlfriend, then they broke up, then he got with Rihanna. Then he and Rihanna broke up, and then he got back with the girlfriend. But I don't want to say her name wrong. She might be listening to the show. I'm just Facebook friends with her, and she's pretty cool. And she posts some pretty cool pictures of she and Chris Brown. But she's a model, and she has, like, her own, like, clothing line also. Because I know, like, when she and Chris had broke up and he and Rihanna started back dating, people used to, they still supported each other and helped each other. And people used to say, well, why is he with the ex-girlfriend? They were like, well, because he committed to helping her launch her clothing line, you know. But I met her for her. She's pretty cool. Now, of course, I've loved Rihanna and Chris Brown individually since their both early days. So I just hope Chris got in a lot of trouble. But then, you know, God, that's why you have bodyguards, though. Let your bodyguard handle that. You know?
You know? He probably got much too carried away.
And,
you know, it's just a fan. Just take the picture and be done with it.
A lot of people have same-sex fans. And, you know, the guy, you know, people have, but that's something. I guess it'll be all over the news. E! Network is like flashing it at the bottom of the screen, too. Yeah.
what party did you guys set up to run off to?
You're a gladiator, right?
A gladiator. What, isn't you mean what follow Scandal, Olivia's Scandal, show?
Aren't Scandal fans called gladiators?
Yeah, I'm a gladiator.
Okay. You're a gladiator. Man, oh, man, I did not miss this fan service show. Oh, man,
yep.
That show was consistent. Golly. Oh, my God.
That is something else, isn't it?
You know what got me? The
mm-hmm.
politician's wife at the end when Olivia found out that the wife's alibi was not really the alibi, was not an honest alibi.
Yep.
When the politicians talked about, oh, my goodness, mm-hmm. my wife is going to hate me the rest of our
yep.
life. You know,
mm-hmm.
she, and then when he came out and said, my wife did not tell the truth, Olivia, about her alibi. She was going
yep,
shopping.
She was out of town.
See,
yep.
when mm-hmm. he said that, Olivia, light bulb went up. Oh,
she
my
knew,
God. The wife
yep.
is the killer. And
mm-hmm.
the politician was getting ready to go to the pen for life. His
mm-hmm.
wife, so vouched for him. They said she's an attorney, too. So.
Uh-huh. But wouldn't that get your goal? I mean, you're being a good
wife. This is right when the verdict is getting ready to be announced. And then they're not knowing if it's going to be guilty or not guilty.
Yep. But wouldn't that drive you nuts, though? I mean, you're a good wife, a partner. I'm a prestigious firm. You're doing all the right stuff. And every chance you get, your husband going on Facebook, sending a picture of his private part because he can't help it.
And then you wonder, well, why kill the person that he's sending the pictures to?
Yeah, the black girl. It has a mole yeah. on it. And he's like, all right, let's go in the bathroom.
Was just the recipient. Now, some of you naughty guys out there, you know who you are. You know, I do get sick.
Uh-huh.
I don't sex.
But pictures
but
aren't the same.
I got to make sure it's my single friends. But don't y'all be get. Wait a second, got me thinking now.
mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
got to
see a real life picture. Like at the end, you remember the district attorney. Remember how nice he was in the beginning, and how badly they took advantage of him. The woman
uh-huh.
with the long red hair, she took advantage
yeah.
of him in the beginning, and then he had to go on his. Hole, so to speak, and he got everything organized, and he got his pride and respect back, and he got his job back because they railroaded him really good.
You know what? Olivia's dad
mm-hmm.
ain't nothing nice. Olivia's father.
Else.
And when I say
Olivia
ain't, I
don't
say
want
ain't
to hear nothing
purpose.
About her daddy.
When I say
so,
ain't, I say ain't on purpose. That man is nothing
mm-hmm.
nice. God dang.
She doesn't want to hear anything about her daddy. She's like, I don't want to know. It's like, your daddy
no.
is the
Everybody
devil.
Everybody tried to tell her about
is
her dad.
Man?
No. Then she's
mm-hmm.
like, I'm scared.
mm-hmm.
I'm scared. Oh, my God.
Yeah, daddy can move mountains if he want to.
But you know
what do
got
you think
me
about
when...
Hawk? He's going to AA meetings now to control his urges.
Yeah, I think that's good.
He's talking about his urge to kill, though, not his urge to drink.
Yeah,
but
I thought he was going
to. Yeah, Beth tried to get me
I
to drink that,
gonna,
that fancy drink, but mm-mm.
When he had that gun on Olivia's father, I didn't know how that was going to turn out.
Uh-huh. But Olivia's father wasn't worried. He walked right up to him.
Yeah, I'm saying Olivia's father is nothing nice. You see, it
mm-hmm.
sounds best when I say ain't. Olivia's father ain't nothing nice. So he's like, okay, let's go head to head, toe to toe, babe.
Now we need people like him, that like daddy in the background, to
get
rid of the garbage.
The preacher for next week's show, though, or was it the
mm-hmm.
ending after? The end when the president called Olivia and she couldn't talk because. The other guy was over to her house.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the president hung up from her, I can't wait for next week because the president and his men both guarded her father. So I want to know what the president getting ready to get on her dad about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
they all walked in this office at once. The president paid you a visit? It's on.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think the president forgot who he was for a moment. Because, remember, Cyrus told him, you don't have authority over his office. You can't tell him anything. Right?
And the president, he definitely would be on CNN for that one.
And remember the guy who was killed? The president went to his funeral?
The president bogarts his mistress of father's office. Wow.
Mm-hmm. He'll regret that. Because you remember the funeral he went to, right?
Yes.
That pilot was part of the secret mission that the president flew.
Oh.
The president was the pilot of that secret mission, that plane. The president flew that mission, and Daddy knows all the details. All the secret numbers, the file information was written on the dead guy's body. Remember? All those numbers on his body?
That was deep.
So it's going to be fun. I'm sure Daddy can put the president in his place, say, you know, you have no power over me. And I know all the details about that interesting file. I'm sure that's one of many that
you're in Daddy's character. Look, you know just how Daddy's going to handle that, huh?
Yes, he'll tell the president, calm down. Why don't you go have a seat? You have no power over my office. You know what I know on that file. And... he has to have some dirt on Daddy in order to step through those doors like that.
Exactly.
So I want to see. We got to find out what he has on Daddy. I mean, otherwise, it's just a waste of time.
The president and all of the president's men just walk in like that. I'm like, oh, no. He was on his way to see her dad when he was talking to her. That was so wild.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what was the guy's name? And then he spoke real loud so the president could hear him.
The guy who was beat up, who was supposed to protect Jake? Jake, I think that's his name. The white guy? Jake.
Yeah.
He said, yep. Because the president was going to say, hey, Olivia, why don't you come over and give me some of the chocolate? And she'd go, okay, no problem at all. I'd love to give you some. she has company. Can't go. Busy. I mean, what? You have company? There's nobody important.
And Jake's like, do you want
I'm important. Yep, I saved
like,
your
wine.
Life. I'm important. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be fun. Oh, he's the president that said something nice to his wife.
Oh,
remember?
I gotta make this announcement to my sports fans.
Okay.
I'm looking at it. I see them congratulating the Detroit Lions while you and I are talking about the game, about the scandal. Detroit Lions won 31-30. This is an important game for the Cowboys and the Detroit Lions. I don't know the final score, but my Saints is leading now. The Saints should have been the victors in this game, but I wanted my Cowboys to win. You know, I'm rooting for Reggie and his team to do good, but wanted my Cowboys to win and my Saints to win. But
so they lost by 1 point.
By one freaking point.
Yep.
And 31-30. That's the final score for the Cowboys at the Detroit Lions.
That's a lot of points in football.
Okay. I need to share that score right quick. but that's scandal. Man, I think we're going to have to talk about that on Friday. You know, my show is an evening show on Fridays. But we need to talk about that on Friday because I'm just wondering how Thursday's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Nashville's been good. You don't watch Nashville,
do
you?
Friday night, I can catch up with you.
Uh-huh.
I'll call you on Friday and see what's going on.
Sometimes it'd be like, I try to come on Friday evening around 5:30 in the evening time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, this past Friday, I aired? I had planned to air after Shark Tank. I'm not sure if I aired. I can't just say it. I can't remember if I aired or not. But I love me some Shark Tank and Undercover Boss. So anybody want to talk about Undercover Boss, Shark Tank?
What happens in Shark Tank?
Shark Tank, they made a big deal, but Shark Tank was really good this past Friday. Have you ever watched Shark Tank?
Yeah, no, now and then I get a chance to catch Undercover Boss because I'm familiar with that show.
I love Undercover Boss.
And they usually get rid of a lot of people they don't need. And some people, like, she should be managing that place instead of just the little person. And that would turn everything around because they're not doing their job. They don't represent the company in front of the customers, right? So that makes a lot of nice changes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something when they reveal. I like it when they do the one-on-ones with the people, the employees, and the people, like, reveal how their home lives are, how their lives are every, you know.
Well, your guy, Chris Angel, he does one-on-one with people. He mixes them together and everything. And it's like, I wonder what she says when she saw that. You saw when he cut them in half and changed clothes and everything? What did you think of that?
Huh?
Well, when Chris Angel took those two people and he cut them in half and changed their clothes and everything. Yeah, I was like, what's she doing now when she's watching it? He's like, how can he do that?
I love Chris Angel. And his show, what he did with those two people, cut them in half and attached their legs on each other's bodies. That amazed me. This past Tuesday, was catching the bullet in his gloved hand. That was a stunt that looked like it almost wasn't going to happen, and it did happen, and that was remarkable also because most musicians that try that do not live. But the bullet does go to the wrong part of the body or something. But that was good. But this Tuesday, this is a Halloween program. Big shout-out to Chris, too, because Chris listens to the show. I've networked with him a long time. And so I hope he's listening to the show. This coming up Tuesday is going to be his Halloween show. His Halloween shows, that's what I missed about Mind Freak many years ago. His Halloween shows are all spooky. This Tuesday, he's supposed to bring a dead woman to life.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
And on a promo, they're like at a funeral home. And they show like people freaking out, going crazy. Like with the lid.
He's gonna have to have some remote monitors for that because too many people like Beth. I don't see him just walking up in there. It's like, ooh, let me see what's in this death parlor you got up in here. They're like, do I have to come in? Can't you like show me?
It gotta be an illusion.
On TV, what's going on?
It gotta be an illusion. I mean, it just gotta be an illusion. But you know what? One thing that I like, another favorite illusionist of mine is David Blaine. But you know David Blaine, he brings back animals back to life, you know, like squirrels and birds. Yeah. So Chris is gonna like scare people. So I don't know, but I know
he's brave enough to walk in there with him in that room while he does that. It's full of dead bodies, and he say, pick one. Which one you want to come back to life?
Kansas City beat Cleveland 23-17. Kansas City. That's the
beat the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. I know my
favorite player on Cleveland's team.
But I hate that. Golly. I just knew the Cowboys was going to win. 1 point. Those Lions, nothing to beckon with. Reggie played today, but he got hurt. But I don't think it was too bad. Okay. Talking about the sports fans. Sports fans are listening. Your team are the Patriots, right?
I like the Raiders.
Yeah. Okay, in your area, though, you're in Massachusetts.
Yep. New England. Patriots, yep.
Mm-hmm. But then you're the Raiders. Okay. I like Raiders too.
Yeah.
I like San Francisco.
The 49ers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but your team is the Saints, right?
The Saints and Cowboys.
Yeah. But New Orleans Saints and the Cowboys.
But the major team, but if you want to know the closest major team, is Saints, yeah. But, but I'm a Cowboys and Saints. They're both my favorite. Top two. Yeah.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. So, let's see. There was something about, the texting I wanted to ask you about.
Yeah.
It's like, do you do a lot of that stuff? I mean, the sex scene. That was your last special, I think. I think I missed that
one. You know what? Listen to my show on Wednesday. Go back and listen to my show, my Matters of the Heart Wednesday show. That aired on Wednesday morning. And ironically, that was my subject matter. Sexing.
Yeah,
why is sexing so popular? And,
no,
then,
does that
and then
include pictures and stuff.
I did my best to be careful. I've always been a wild child, but ever since I was a teenager, I've always been careful for what things I do, and because I've always been groomed for the possibility that I might get into politics, and I'm always careful with stuff like that because you don't know what back in. Say
while
hello.
You're running for your office, your ex-boyfriend may run up there.
I was my dad. Before sex and cell phones became popular, you can ask my friends that I grew up with. They're on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
You see my friends all over there that I've been friends with forever. They'll tell you, ever since I was a teenager, I'm a wild child. But I know because I might get into politics in the future, I've always known since I was a kid that Or other things dealing with the public, I might get in trouble. So I was careful with stuff like that. But I don't sex, but I see nothing wrong with sexy talk sexting. You know, romantic talking dirty. I don't see anything wrong with that. Like I can do that kind of sexting. But like taking pictures of my JJ and sending it to people and not knowing where it ends up. I share a story on that show. I accidentally thought I had posted pictures of my private parts on Facebook and Photo Bucket last summer because I was in my own private time taking pictures of my private parts last summer because I wanted to know what was going on. But in my plans was to delete the pictures and video whenever I viewed and see what was going on down there.
Video.
You know, it was for my pleasure. And I was my intention was to delete the pictures as soon as I looked at pictures of myself. And I have my phone set up where pictures will be automatically posted to Facebook and Photo Bucket. So when I realized that I had not disconnected that feature, I freaked out. I was like, oh, my God. These intimate pictures of myself that I have taken myself all over Facebook, all over Photo Bucket. And so I immediately told my mother.
I
got
to look for
my
pictures to see if you missed one. Look at this.
I got
it. Oh, my God.
I immediately contacted my attorney. And my and I was like, I didn't want to be in trouble. Regarding it, but it's some crazy stuff on Facebook, so I shouldn't even be in trouble. But I'm like, Lord, the response wasn't going to show up if I posted new pictures and I'm posting porno, you know, but it was just my own stuff.
So you think you got them all?
I hurried up. I contacted my attorney because I didn't know if I was going to get in trouble. I was scared. And I got. And then I had the worst time getting into my Photo Bucket
account.
To delete. But one picture did post, it was blurry. It was like an up-close picture. So anybody that did see that one picture, they didn't know what it was. I looked you real an expert at. I looked you real an expert at that kind of picture.
Well, long as they can't see you in detail, it's okay.
Yeah,
so they can
no,
say,
it was real up close. And it was real blurry.
Up close and
so,
personal.
So,
yeah.
So the
clear.
One picture that I
go, oh my God.
The one picture that did pose, it was real up close and it was real blurry. It just looked like a messed up picture. So that I was like, wow. But I think I talked about the do's and don'ts and sexting in a positive viewpoint. I shared do's and don'ts from X-Men and Cosmo Girl on past Wednesday's show. Because some people, if you're not with your boyfriend or wife or girlfriend or lover, sometimes that's the only thing you have is to sex one another, you know? But there was a website that was shut down earlier this year. This guy started this website after he had a breakup with a girlfriend. And it was for people, like when you break up with people and you have sexting pictures. That on that website, they posted, like, pictures of a former girlfriend of his. And then other guys that he knew, other guys that liked that website, they posted pictures of, like, sex pictures of like, former girlfriends on that website. They shut that website down, I think, earlier this year. It might be back up. But this one livid when she found out that her ex-boyfriend had her intimate pictures that she had sex to him when they were in love all over the website. So people have to be careful, you know.
That's why you don't upload stuff like that. You just have everything live. So you can see your face and you can see his face. Hey, this is me and this
is you.
You know,
guys do sex me.
You don't upload that stuff.
You know, guys do sex me. Guys do sex me. And I haven't been offended, and I hope I don't get offended. Guys that have sexed me, they've done it tastefully. You know? I'm a big supporter, a big fan of Playgirl magazine. A lot of people know that. I always hope to get my work, like pictures or writing in Playgirl. I've been a big fan of all the pictures and everything. A lot of guys know that I love Playgirl, and so so they you know share with me, and you know I practice sexual abstinence, so hey, I don't mind as long as they table. But I don't think, but I don't mind receiving sex. But
as long
Anthony
as it's clear
Winger,
and colorful,
Anthony Winger, you know, but I see what Anthony Winger mean now, because that was one thing about my show. Why is sexting so popular now? A lot of people are like, well, what's the big deal? Everybody does it, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why some people are like, so what, Anthony Winter sex? You know, as long as he and his wife are cool with it, why should we worry about it? But some people think that, well, if I was in his area, then I would be working on political things instead of spending time sexting.
Yeah, but it's the kind of thing that brings your smile to your face when it's like, when you say, oh, I'm so bored, I'm so far away from home, I'm working so hard. I wonder if he's, then you look in your Facebook account and say, oh, my God, I guess he was angry. You'll see a video that your favorite person sent you, like 20 minutes of how much he missed you, detailed close-ups, everything.
I probably wouldn't want like that sex to me. I feel like I was cheating
this screen and everything. And we're like, I'm thinking of
probably,
yes.
You know, unless it's work related, me trying to get work in Playgirl or some kind of mag or something. If I had a boyfriend, I couldn't accept sexting. You know, because I feel like I'm cheating or something. You know, but.
But as long as it make you smile, that'd be fine. It's like he should get mad at you for that kind of stuff.
I was watching Wendy Williams last week, and this guy, this lady asked Wendy. She said that she called her boyfriend, well, like sexting and talking dirty talk with women, and what should she do? You know,
what should
she do and all that. Wendy considered it like emotional cheating, and that it could lead to real cheating.
She should enjoy the sexual energy.
And some people like that.
Well, they get you stirred up or something. Yeah, I would like to have that on the other end going, because it's like you want a partner you can play with. And it's like, yeah, she's like that. This is going to be fun. So when you actually get together, you can do some of everything. You say, you like that too? You say, yes, I like to play with that. It's like, play it with, like, this way. You know, things like, it'll get even bigger. You're like, oh my God, you were stuck. I mean, you have lots of fun with a partner like that, you know, so you can enjoy all of that fun energy. So it's nothing but fun. I'm sure you wouldn't want to have what Javi said, one of them old fashioned partners. It's like, no, we got to do it this way, and you got to have the shades down, and all the lights out, and all the neighbors have to be gone, and all the kids are in school. Yeah, and it's like, and no yelling, no squealing. Yeah, it's no fun. It's like every, it's like when you're both holding your breath, and in like 10 seconds it's over. Okay, now we go clean up.
Do you remember one of Spike Lee's early films, She's Gotta Have It?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you remember She's Gotta Have It?
Yeah, she had three boyfriends, and they were all very different.
That's when I fell in love with Spike Lee, the director. When you describe that, you make me think of the dark-skinned, suave boyfriend. He had to take the clothing off one at a time.
The underwear that he was folding everything.
And what was her name? Ola, Nola Darling.
And
Nola Darling was just sitting there like, oh, okay, when are we going to get to all this?
Yeah, maybe take time. But he had all the muscles and all the ripples and everything. And so,
all the look, but when it came to play time, like you say, he was like, yep. I'm taking one piece off at a time, and I'm folding it, taking my time.
Yeah, you probably be half asleep.
Just laying in the bed. And then she's laying in the bed just marinating. Like, okay.
Uh-huh. She didn't have that problem with Spike, the one with the glasses, the one who liked to laugh.
Oh, my God, Spike Lee was hilarious.
There was a scene in which... his shoe, jumped off of his foot. He was having so much fun. Remember that scene?
His character was the total opposite.
Yeah. And then you had the serious one. It's like, I enjoy your company. I'm making good money now. I'm settled down. I'm thinking about getting married. And she's like, I enjoy my friends.
He was the one that, I'm going to make an honest woman out of you.
Mm-hmm. I like to be dishonest. I like my pitches. I like to be bad. I like to be spanked and all that other fun stuff. You know, to have fun. I mean, he's the kind of boyfriend who's like, okay, all the doors are closed, all the shades are drawn, all the neighbors are gone. Now we can have our time. Like, yeah, it was nice, but then you go to the other guy, the model guy, you have much more fun with him. So, no, if we can care less about the shades being drawn, I'm ready. You just have to set aside time so you wouldn't be percolating too long. But, yeah, that was a fun movie.
Uh-huh. Very fun. Mm-hmm. Zane, you're into Zane, right? You're familiar with Zane?
I saw her movies when she had her HBO special on, and it's like they'd have, like, there was a laundromat scene, like there's like a guy and a girl at doing laundry, and then it's like late at night, like 1 o'clock in the morning, nobody's there but them, and then they have a little fun together, and then they wash their clothes, and then it's over with.
Wow. Hey, I was talking about hot topics in sports, but also like you mentioned when you first called, talking about shopping, but also talking about where are the holiday jobs. You're outside of Hartford, Massachusetts.
Yeah,
where are you?
Yeah, I'm in Hartford, Connecticut.
Yeah, Connecticut, I mean. I don't know why you say Massachusetts.
Yep.
I have listeners in that area, and I'm glad that you call in.
I'm like 2 hours away from that.
Regarding those looking for work in different industries, how's the job market looking for this holiday season work?
I don't know. I feel that government shutdown changed everything. So I think everybody's thinking about changing industries like myself. Because it's like I have a life insurance license, and that's what I usually dabble in, life insurance. So now you had that government shutdown thing. It's like, wonder what Beth thinks now. You know, the Republicans that he's like, damn that Beth,
and remember,
she's a
Republican.
They caused all of this.
Remember, Republicans. Do not be pointing fingers. It's all of us. It's not just the Republicans.
Mm-hmm. well, we had quite a few of them came to the Democrats in.
I know what you're saying.
The only thing I find sad about that is that when they pass those laws, they affect the common man. You know, that government shutdown, because their money's locked in. That's federal money. They're getting paid, and they've been paid. So they're not really worried. They could care less, whereas the common man is like, let's say, my company insurance is like everything's been locked
in the private sector. Companies in the private sector that depend on contracts with the government, that hurts them.
And companies like Pratt Whitney, they've moved a lot of their business down south already, and so when the government shut things down, Pratt had to shut quite a few of their operations down. And so that made a lot of people unhappy.
What other industry are you considering or that you do also work in?
I don't know. It's like as a hobby, I do web design, so I may go ahead and just go see if I can get some just go down to the state and license my business, that kind of stuff. Maybe
and
get some more.
Maybe
get some more licensing in a few of the software stuff like that.
And that, just from what you told me, sounds very lucrative. Sounds like something that you do, something doing what you love and making money. That sounds like something very lucrative.
Setting up a web page, that's the easy part. It's like all these that, the fun part, I guess, would be a little work with, like, Facebook and what's that other program out there? You know, Facebook is more or less like a giant template. And lots of people say, I want this done. So in order to do that, you got to open Facebook's template, and you got to go in there and find out where that particular item that they want to change is. It's like, just think of it like a plane operation. You start at the head, and there's several little compartments inside. And so you say, I want to change something at the footer. So you got to reach to his foot and open that and open that box and say, okay, what do you want done there? And then you make a change. And sometimes it's easy, and other times, Facebook doesn't allow that kind of stuff. Facebook doesn't allow this, and so it's like, damn! But you have to find a workaround.
Wow.
It's easier when you have your own server or your own free space, so you can pretty much do anything. There's no restrictions or there's nothing pre-existing that you have to conform to.
I need my own website. My own website. I can connect to my social networking pages, you know?
They have a lot of stuff out there pre-existing, like some of the forums. You just more or less download it and put your name on it and the name of your people.
What about websites like GoDaddy and Intuit, those kind of websites?
They're more or less just, they seem to be servers for the most part, because I'm with GoDaddy now.
That's why I have my own space
through GoDaddy. Yep. Basically, they lease you the web space, and they offer you software so you can do stuff. Like most everything, everybody comes with, like, let's say PHP, that software, and they have something they call cPanel, which is like an entryway into setting up your web page, adding images, video, and all that other cool stuff. So that makes it easier to do. So it's not a lot of work. It's just a matter of these days. It's like, what do you want, and is the content yours or not? Because if you borrowed it from somebody big like Chris Brown, it's going to be a problem. It's like he and his manager and everybody else going to say, what the hell is going on? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. But of course, they'll give you a warning first. You know, they'll say, this content belongs to us. You may or may not have known it, but it's ours, and we haven't been paid or asked for its use and development of this site. So cease and desist, or call us and make arrangements. And we will let you keep it there, but you just have to give us, you know, X amount a week per month or however, you know, the knowledge that it's ours, so we can get paid. So, you know, that kind of stuff will make it fun.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, hopefully we get disconnected, but I want to play some Prince. Sweeter She Is. Mm-hmm. Prince shared with us on Twitter a couple weeks ago, and this is Prince doing rehearsal. He and Third Eye Girl. Hopefully we can listen to it in its entirety and at least say goodbye to one another and to the listeners worldwide. Big shout out to Ebony Empress, our friend in the UK, who we love so much and love networking with her. She gives awesome advice. Oh, I'm not quite through talking about television. I wanted to mention to you, Michael Ealy has a new TV series coming on, premiering on Sunday and Monday, I think like November the 16th and 17th. Almost
Human. He played a sleeper cell, didn't he?
He's an amazing talent. Yeah. I think he's amazing talent, and it's pretty cool to see him. I feel like last season he had was on a network show, like USA or something. But this is a Fox show, and it seems interesting, called Almost Human. And he is such a talent to me. You know, he's a handsome guy, but he's talented. Don't you think so?
Well,
whenever
of course, I'm going to say no, since it's not pictures of me.
You know, and sometimes when you're used to seeing people do movies, then they're on a TV series.
Speaking of movies, let me ask you this question real quick. Like, have you seen the movie Baggage Claim yet?
Not yet. It's good. You seen
it? Go see it. There's the main character in there. What's his name? Boris something? Tall, light-skinned guy? Yeah, Boris Kojo.
Zane finally
tall,
made him up.
Tall, light-skinned guy. Huh?
Yeah.
He's in the opening scene, and he's doing everything. He's taking all of his clothes off, and he's playing with a nice lady. They're having a good time, and the next day she's just thinking, oh, he was so wonderful. Oh, my God. And I have more than a picture to think about him. Oh, I'm still shivering in that French. Like, go see him. And she go over his house and everything.
Paula Payton is in that movie, right?
Who?
The Paula Payton is in that movie, right?
I think she's the main character. Is she tall, light-skinned? That's her, yep.
Yeah, that's
Robert Steve's
wife.
Jill Scott is in there too. So go see it. You'll love that opening scene.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
I know.
Saying, wow.
Zane finally made. Zane finally made a movie based on her book Addicted, and Boris is in that new film. It comes out in the spring. Yeah.
Oh, it's coming out in the spring. It's a movie adaptation of her book Addicted. That should be fun.
Yeah, I love Addicted.
But go see Baggage Claim.
Yeah, it sounds good. But
you'll enjoy that one.
A lot of purple peeps probably want to hear this, and those that aren't purple peeps that like Prince want to hear She Is. This song was like originally recorded by the Soul Children. I know you know about the Soul Children. You know that song, Prince? This is Prince rehearsal, so if you notice it's like real raw, it's because it's rehearsal. Right. And I think that's a lot when a superstar artist does not mind sharing his rehearsal.
Okay.
He shared this with us on Twitter a few days after the pajama party he had at Paisley Park last week. Sweet as she
Go
is.
Go for it.
Prince, Third Eye
Put
Girl.
Put it on me. Put it on me.
You don't want to hear the blues?
Yes.
Yeah, hit the blues one time.
Paradise Girl. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You like that?
Yeah, Prince is okay, but I'm these days I listen to more jazz than Prince.
You remember
lots
that song?
Jazz, but,
your classic R&B radio station probably plays it, the original version.
These days I listen to somebody like what's that guy? He sings this song, God. Till the Cops Come Knocking.
Oh.
I like that kind of stuff. You know, it's nice and relaxed. It's quiet. The only thing, it's like background music. The only thing you can hear is like her breathing and that kind of stuff. That is your partner's breathing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, candlelight dinner kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Or something like, let's see. They're still around. You remember R. Kelly? He had a song, you know, Mr. Big. The Isleys. He had something going on with them. It's like the Isleys. I listen to, you know, stuff like that. You know, nice, slow, relaxing jazz. Every now and then, there's an R&B person will come out, which I'll latch on to, like. I got lots and lots of R. Kelly stuff. Or somebody like Joe.
And you know what? I love classic Michael Jackson, too. Like, Lady in My
mm-hmm.
Life. You know, Michael Jackson
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yeah, yeah. But did you see that TLC special that came on the other night?
I haven't seen the movie yet. I've heard good reviews, and then I heard that there's a lot missing. What's your review
of? I liked it. I listened to something called, there's another blog talk show on. One of the old porn stars, well, she's not old, India.
Oh, I love India. India's one of my favorite shows. Before I started hosting my show, I listened to India, the rapper from Houston, A Little Flip, and Brian Cuban, and Zane
mm-hmm.
before I started hosting my own show. Yeah,
love
India. And what did the Indians say?
They had like nearly a whole hour of the show devoted to it. And the guy who was close to Left Eye said, there's a lot of stuff missing. And he said stuff like, everybody in the Babyface / Pebbles camp, they're all crooks, all of them. Because they do nothing but take advantage of those people. And you have to do more than just sign the dotted line and say, I love all the fame. Because they weren't getting a lot of the money. Like he mentioned the chocolate car this time, the rodeo.
I remember hearing a lot of stuff back in the day. I love that group. I remember hearing some horror stories. And then when T-Bones had to file bankruptcy, you know, that's when a lot
mm-hmm.
of people start wondering, how much money does some of my favorite artists get? You know, that's when we start really finding out about royalties. Like when Tony Braxton and T-Bob both had to
file platinum, just quite a few of the albums, one by one.
They get a lot
platinum
of money in
worldwide.
Advance. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
they get a lot of money in advance, but then those royalties, sometimes those royalties are very small amounts.
Yeah, they charge them for everything, though, like, Let's say you have a concert in Paris, and your new album, you sing all your album, and it goes double platinum, and you come back and you have little money to show for it. They charge them for everything, you know, the promotion, the plane tickets, you know, the ride to and from the concert, the hotel rooms. They nickel and dime them for everything. And when it comes to royalty and being fair, they didn't do too much of that. So that's why they got raked over the coals.
Wow.
And the guy who, like I said, who managed them, well, not managed them, who started the group, put it together with another woman named Crystal Jones, I think it was. He had helped put the group together, and it's like originally the the woman they picked for Left Eye, I said, that's not her. Why'd they pick her? But as he watched her, he's like, he thought more or less felt like it was her living and breathing. I mean, that's how you can tell a real actor. I mean, when there's so much to the real thing that you think it's the other person, you have to get up and turn your head around. Like, you remember what Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do With, and when Angela Bassett was taking them ass whoopings from Ike?
Oh, my God.
they say that's the mark of a true actor or actress. And it went on for a while. It's still up. So check it out.
Yeah, I have to watch it. I missed it. Oh, that's Monday Night Dancing with the Stars.
I already talked about somebody else, though.
Monday Night Dancing with the Stars and a lot of other stuff I'm into.
Uh-huh.
So I just did 15. I thought I had missed it, matter of fact. Well, I didn't know they had filmed the film, and I didn't have Comcast for a while, and I had got it back like 3 months ago. So I didn't know if I had missed it, and then we went on their press junket a few weeks ago on all talk shows and all that. I was like, yay. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'll do my best to watch it this week.
Xfinity have a lot of stuff online.
I hear a lot of stories I'm missing that still... Still, it's a good movie and well-produced film and with great acting.
Mm-hmm. That Michael Ealy guy, I saw him in Sleeper Cell, though.
Uh-huh.
I think I had that. That was on for like two whole seasons on HBO.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was real good in that.
Yes. And
mm-hmm.
The film, what is it, The Red? About
you
the
said Almost Human. That was his other one, Almost Human, right?
Yeah, that's the name. You seen the commercial? Yeah.
No. Oh, it's coming. It hasn't. Next month is coming out.
Yeah.
Almost Human. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
He's like a made cop. They say something. You're born and you're made, and he's like made.
Oh, okay. All right. I may have seen that preview, I think. I think I did. But, yeah, he should be good in it.
Mm-hmm.
But what other music you were saying that you had for a while? It's like you mentioned Michael Jackson, I think.
Uh-huh.
Because I said I had the Isleys. It's like I got stuff like... you know, like the old stuff, like, you know, Teddy Pendergrass, R. Kelly, Luther Vandross, all that good old stuff. Al Green.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the good stuff. And so, let's see. The recent stuff, well, not recent. This would be like the 90s, 80s, you know, stuff like Joe, I Don't Want to Be a Player No More, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because the other stuff, I think I have that. It's probably in another box. You know, the more recent stuff? But these days, it's you just click on the video, and I don't go out and buy CDs like I used to because everything's online now.
Well, I didn't hear you mention Larry Graham and Graham Central Station.
I don't think I had them. I don't have them. There's like probably 10 or 12 people that I love, like Whitney Houston.
He started with Sly Stone, didn't he? Sly and the Family Stone?
I think so.
I as a little girl, I love Grand Central Station, and Prince is a big lover of Larry Graham also. But as a little girl, I love Grand Central Station. Then he went off by himself, and that's when One in a Million,
uh-huh.
Love Ballad. Yeah. Oh, you know somebody else you hadn't mentioned? I haven't heard you mention LTD and Jeffrey Osborne.
Oh, I got Jeffrey Osborne, On the Wings of Love. Yep.
Cause I'm like, you talking about romance, baby.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm a naughty guy. I passed out lots of pictures and videos in my day. It's like I'd say stuff when I called my old friends. I remember what we used to. Like, shh, my kids are up.
Oh, my God. You're a freaking Lord. You're a freaking Lord. See that, listener? I mean, I'm a nice guy. That's, but, you know, there's nothing wrong. You know, we in the Freakazoid, we're talking, there's nothing wrong. I mean, you know, it's a time and place. Like, some people say grown folk talk. But, you know, don't deny your Freakazoid ways.
Yep.
But that's so fun. You see your friends like, wait a second. No.
Have you had any old CDs which come to mind that you still have? I put everything on disc. I put my old CDs on disc now. All my old stuff.
I have
like,
albums that I need to transfer.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like good old fashioned LP though. I need to get a needle for my player, because there's nothing like this. This is raw vinyl. I've talked about that before here on Blog Talk Radio about the good old-fashioned vinyl, and that there's some
like
companies 45. That
just
vinyl.
You have any of those?
Like Prince said, a good 12-inch.
I used to have the 45s and the LPs, but I've over the years when I've moved, they've been lost or destroyed. Or that just left someplace. But you remember the 45s, that little plastic disc you had to put in there?
Yeah.
On the spindle, that kind of stuff. Or that little rectangular piece you put in the 45 so you can play it on the turntable?
Yes. I'm going to put on schedule for us to talk about the good mm-hmm. old days and talk about the 45s and 12 inches and the vinyls and all of that. That's so nostalgic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like there used to be an old group called the Jets. They sang a song called Crush on You.
Oh, yeah, from Minneapolis. I remember the family from Minneapolis.
Yep.
Yeah, where are they now? We need to do where are they now? Where are the Jets?
I don't know.
Yeah.
There were a lot of them from the old days.
Yeah,
like
Michael
Jackson, his song Rock With You, I had that on 45 way back when. When he said, I want to rock with you all night.
It's almost time to conclude the show. So have you ever, do you remember Moments in Love, Art of Knowing?
Say that again.
Do you remember the song Moments in Love by Art of Noise? Okay, back in the day, did you used to like songs like Planet Rock, White Horse?
White Horse. I think I heard that before. Yep.
Planet Rock. You remember Planet Rock?
I don't remember that one.
Okay, you remember Planet Rock? Rock, Planet Rock. Rock, Planet Rock. You don't remember that? We're trying to do an old school show. Since you like jazzy stuff, did you used to like Enigma? Remember that instrumental, that group that only played had instrumental music? Enigma?
I think I may have had that one.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
remember Art of Noise? Did you used to remember the group, they put out the song Rumors?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Remember, I'm going to play the song, and I think it might be the last time we talk before the end of the show, because this song is 8 minutes. I'm going to play a snippet of it right now, and you tell me if you remember it, but I'm going to play it in the conclusion of the show. So here is Arvin's Moments in Love, and tell me if you remember this.
Thank you.
remember that?
Yeah, that last part of it. I remember hearing that last part.
Okay, that's an 8-minute song, and I'm going to play it in its entirety, and the show probably will conclude because it's an 8-minute song. So when I was on the radio, WMPR 90.1 here in Jackson 20 years ago, Mr. Everett's brother, Charles Everett, his radio station, I used to do a jazz show during the day where I combined love ballads and jazz. And so Moments in Love was my intro song. And overnight, another DJ and I, we would play like a mixture of rock and roll and rap music. Like from, I remember when E-40 first came out, E-40 in San Francisco used to send me all kind of music to play. I would hit six-footed records. And it would play from rock to rap, from mainstream to underground. Moments in Love was like my intro song to my like jazz and love ballad show. Because I have a jazz also. I need to get – jazz keeps you in a good mood. You know what? If you never listen to I'm here in Jackson City, Jackson State. Jackson State University has an awesome jazz radio station. To WJSU.
WJSU.
.com. Check out. You're gonna love Jackson State University's jazz station. Their station is all jazz, and you're getting a lot of news too. Awesome. You're gonna love it. And you're gonna love it. If you have time this evening, listen to WJSU. And
all
you're
right.
talking about jazz. It's all jazz. It's not. It's the jazz station on the campus of Jackson State University here in Jackson, Mississippi. The JSU Tigers.
I see. I got my screen up now.
Exactly. You see it?
WJSU. I see. Cool and current programs A through Z. Let me look that up. Okay, Cool Jazz Countdown, Dream Farm Cafe, Early Morning Jazz. Yep, I see it, 88.5.
Exactly, right? Jackson State. So all you fellow jazz lovers, you want to check out an awesome jazz station. It's right here in Jackson, Mississippi, where students are
and
the faculty from the world are based. You're going to love it. Yes,
okay, I'm
going to
bookmark it now.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Page. All right. Done.
So tomorrow morning, the listeners, we're going to talk also some more regarding shopping talk, where the holiday jobs are, and more about the job market tomorrow morning, and, of course, healthy living tips on Motivating Monday. Monday mornings are Motivating Monday. And so sometimes Ebony gets a chance to call in, and we, talk this out. But
Because I usually get back in the evenings, like, 6, 7 o'clock, then I can play catch-up with everybody. So I can probably catch up with you Friday easy, because you said Friday you're doing something, right?
Yeah. Okay,
so I'll look for your link Friday, then I can get back with you then.
But always check and see what's going on, because I really appreciate the archive listeners. Also, people who listen, who might have missed the live shows, it's good that you listen.
I got to get back to the sex thing, too, and say, wonder if any pictures are in there.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start concluding the show because I don't want us to be automatically disconnected.
Thank
you so much.
Okay. I'll keep up with you.
Oh, and
I'll always... I'll...